And I think he's rather daring, too, in one of these ballads, the one called Of the Nativity, which I believe is mimeographed. What is daring about this is seeing in the birth of Christ, which St. John sees as a union of God and man, in seeing in this a kind of marriage. One of these is the bride, one is the groom. Spirit marries flesh. And St. John sees, again in a way that some have found shocking, the birth of Christ in terms of a marriage. In time it came round, the time ripe for the birth of a boy, much as a bridegroom steps fresh from the chamber of joy. Arm in arm he arrived, entwining the sweetheart he chose. Both in a byre at hand, the pleasant mother reposed, among oxen and burros and such as the winter sky drove in. How they struck up a tune, those folk, sweeter the angels sang. There was a bridal to chant, there was a pair well wed, but why did he sob and sob, God, in his rough-hewn bed? Such a dazzle of tears, this gift all that the bride could bring, how the mother was struck at so topsy-turvy a thing, distress of the flesh in God, in man the pitch of delight, pairs never coupled so, different as day and night. That's not as important a poem, I think, as the first one I read. The whole series it's from is a less important kind of poetry. What I think is exciting about it is purely the way the image works out in this particular poem.